Welcome to the Motivation Without the Hype podcast with your host, Jez Perez. He's an author, high performance coach, and motivational speaker. This show brings you inspiring messages and interviews to unleash your greatness in life and in business. So let's get started.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Motivation Without the Hype podcast show. My name is Jez Perez, a former procrastinator, into an action taker. We bring you inspirational messages and interviews, including motivational insights, tips, principles, and proven strategies that you can take action without the hype in unleashing your greatness in life and in business. We appreciate you plugging in every single time and spending time with us. And we have a very special guest, and I'm very grateful to have him on our show. And his name is Sam. Sam had an experience, a very rocky road during high school, university, and post-university. And why? Because he was very vulnerable to being bullied. It got to a point where he was hospitalized a few times due to depression. So in 2019, he published a self-help book called The Social Way. And this is to send a message to the world that there is hope to help those people being bullied like him and vice versa towards those that bully people that can seriously affect people from a mental health point of view, which could lead to depression and anxiety, and now ever-growing social anxiety, which is a big issue in the online world we live in today. Now, Sam Lee is on a mission. I said that again, guys. He's on a mission. He's an advocate to help those people that are currently experiencing depression and anxiety due to vulnerability in offline and online bullying, to forget about the previous effective relationships and to go out there to connect with compatible, like-minded people and be happy. Founder of Connect with Confidence, he helps people discover and power up their social skills so they can be comfortable in any situations they find themselves in. He started his career in sales, working in a corporate and real estate sectors, but after a few years as a top performing salesman, he's realized that he had bigger message to share. In this moment of time, he's decided to follow his passions for event planning, socializing. This soon led him to mentoring and particularly in helping those who struggle with making and developing deep and lasting connections. Since then, he has been helping people uncover their true potential. Guys, let's all put our hands together and welcome Sam.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Well said.
Sam, to those who don't know you yet, please tell us what you do and about more of yourself.
Cool. No worries. So yeah, I think you basically touched on where I was background from. So basically, I grew up in Australia. So I was born in Hong Kong, and I grew up here before. So we migrated here before 1997, when the British colony gave back the Hong Kong to China. And yeah, basically, I've been here for a while now, over 30 years. And I've been before I started this business, I was doing sales. I was doing over 10 years of experience in sales, so you name it, real estate, corporate roles, retail roles, direct selling roles. I've done it all. So yeah, it's pretty like a sales background, and right now, like you said, I'm embarking on my passion to help people to improve on their social skills. So therefore, like my role is like a social confidence coach to help people to improve on their social skills and as well as their confidence, so they can connect with confidence. That's what my business name is called, Connect with Confidence. And yeah, this basically I help a lot of people that are shy, they're introverted, or they lack confidence when it comes to connecting with people. And yeah, basically I help a lot of those people to be more confident in themselves and to be able to socialize, communicate effectively.
I know it's been a major journey for you, like, and we've heard it on the bio, it's been a massive journey for yourself from the start. What was the driving force for you to make a change?
I guess from my experience, like I don't want to go back into any of like say bad experiences that led to anxiety, depression, and things like that. So I'm just gonna like make a change to myself and possibly the world. Like because in the world we live in today is very demanding and it's very fast paced and. Growing up in Sydney, Australia, it's very fast paced as well.
And you know, you mentioned about in this today's world, there's a lot of cyberbullying, and know that you've got a message, you've got a mission and a vision for your life as well as your business. But from your experience, has there been an increase of anxiety and online bullying in today's society?
Yeah, totally. Like anyone can use social media to to bully people and things like that. So I've been through it as well. I experienced that as well. So I said to myself, I'm not going to do that again. Like, I'm not going to experience that kind of stuff again. And I'm just going to be myself, just surround myself with positive people that can uplift me and actually live life to the fullest, to be happy. And I'm just trying to be like a role model for people to, basically just resonate with those people that they trust with, whether it's online or offline. But like I said, social anxiety is a big thing now in this 21st century digital age. So I think like it needs to be voiced out, because you're going to voice out a lot of people, like especially the younger generation. You hear about all these like anxiety, depression, and also suicide. So a lot of people don't realize that, like, when they become like a troll or something like that, that it actually affects people, because not everyone can accept that kind of behavior. So in a nutshell, some people are more sensitive. So I'm trying to help those people to basically get their social confidence back instead of having social anxiety. Yeah,
and you know, for someone that you have probably experienced this yourself with bullying and, you know, anxiety, you know, what would be, you know, steps to overcome this type of challenges that people face?
To find where the source of the problem is. So when I say that, where's the anxiety coming from? Is it from meeting people? Is it from online? Or is it from people you've met before? So I guess some tips that I can give you is tackle that solution. Like for me, the source came from online, like on Facebook. I had a lot of people turn against me. So, and I said to myself, like, I'm not going to associate myself with those people, because like if you keep associating with them, like you're basically fall victim to them again. Like I said, you feel like a sense of you won't be more uncomfortable in a way. So yeah, it's really about connecting with people, like-minded people that can lift you up and be positive around you. And for those that are negative around you, I guess just have to say goodbye to them. And because that's just where life is. You just need to protect yourself more and basically not run into any of these kind of situations in the long run.
Like I said before, like, you're in a mission, you're in a vision, and it's all about, you know, your message. It's confidence and social skills. You know, what was that pivotal point for you that kind of spurred that idea that you want to do this to help other people?
2019, like, I was like very depressed and that kind of stuff. So I actually want to send a message out there, like before, just to like write a book, so I can become an author in what I do in my field. And yeah, it led me to, yeah, because like I had a lot of because I want to inspire people in that what I've been through, like they can acknowledge it and actually don't have to go through the same pathway I have in terms of I've been experiencing that. So I want to get rid of like I said, be a role model to other people in the world we live in today. And believe me, there's a lot of people that are very experience a lot of trauma and things like that through like relationships and things like that, both online and offline. So my mission here is just really to be an advocate, like just tell everyone that this problem is here and we need to find a solution to help it. But at the same time, like, I don't think that people talk about it as much, but now, because COVID, like, they're all talking about COVID right now. So like, at the same time, they've had that kind of problem. So I just want to address this kind of issue as well.
Yeah. Since in the topic of COVID and ISO life, where, you know, some countries are in lockdowns, particularly we here in Sydney, Australia, and it's a constant effect where lockdown here, then lockdown off, lockdown on. It's just crazy. But if there's someone who's actually experiencing health challenges and mental health issues, what would be your message for them to break through this?
I guess be yourself. Be yourself more. Like, you don't have to adjust for people. Just be yourself and live life, like I said. Just be positive around yourself. Know what problems are there to tackle, and then just improvise from how you can be more happier and life fulfilled. Because when anxiety and depression comes, like, you just that it comes from you being unfulfilled and unhappy with maybe with people around you, the environment. And it's really, like I said, knowing where the problem is from day one. So yeah, I guess people with those anxiety and depression, like I said, yeah, just surround yourself with positive people, and then you should be fine in the long run. Because like social anxiety, I've been through it before. Like very severe, but then at the same time, there's a way around it, and it's and it's a problem, and it's solvable as well. Because like a lot of people like are going into depression, they might have like ideas of suiciding and that kind of thing, and it's not worth it. So I just want to let people know that there's a way around this. So yeah,
one of your focuses is about social skills. How important is to build social skills, and what would be a simple steps that people can do right now? So if they're listening to the podcast show or watching the video, what would be a simple step to get started to build their social skills?
A simple way would be interacting with people you know. So you know how you know how sociable you are as a person. And I guess they can work on their conversation skills, because conversation skills is a big thing of socializing. So if you connect with people and you know how to talk to people better, then it's a good way to measure your social skills from there, like in terms of social skills. Like I teach a lot of skills such as making a good first impression when you meet people, how to use effective body language, how to start a good conversation with people, and how to have a good sense of humor. It's really all got to do with socializing and trying to build rapport with the receiver. And yeah, I guess from this is a good question. What do you mean, like social skills? Like, I guess some people don't realize that they're not that good with socializing. So I guess they can wing it all the time. But I guess if you want some advice, I guess socialize. Try to go out to networking events. Because the more people you meet, the more improvement you'll get in terms of improving. And especially if they need help, like I'm here to help those people that really want to take their social skills to the next level, not just by trial and error, by following a proven system. So that's how I can help people to break free, improve their social skills. But if you ask me like for an idea, I guess it's just really about just try it. Just try it outside in the world. Even though like we are living in COVID right now, like we can't meet face to face, you can still meet online. Yeah. So you can just go to some meetup.com events and then mingle, network with people, and that will help you as well to socialize.
Now, with someone who's, because obviously as an extrovert, it's natural for them to, you know, have, you know, particularly with their behaviors and their personality, you know, they can connect with people. With someone who is an introvert, wants to really build their confidence skills, what would be your message for them? Because sometimes people tend to think, oh, I'm an introvert, and they actually put themselves in a bottle where they can't progress and move forward and improve. What would be your simple take for them to get out of the bottle and say, hey, yeah, you can still become confident even though you may be introvert?
So I guess introverts, they have their own space. Like they don't really care if like if they have people around them to socialize, because they're just introverts. But on the other hand, if they want to improve, like it's just kind of learning a new language. Like socializing might be not the thing for introverts, but it's like learning a new language. Like the more like social skills can be learned as well. So that's what I was saying. Like it's like learning a new language, where social skills is like a new language. So I guess they can learn it, like, because introverts might not want to connect with people, but like say for same example, like for their job career, they need to improve their social skills. That's why they need to improve it somehow or somewhere on this. But that's saying that, I guess just go with the flow for the introverts. Try to wing it, like try to just be an extrovert when you meet people, personality, that kind of thing.
Cool. And I know that you got a couple of programs that you do, which is fantastic. There are about three levels in the program in terms of, you know, connecting with confidence. I wanted to ask, you know, how can you turn, you know, confidence as in like incompetent connector to an influencer connect. I'm really curious about that. Can you share a bit of those insights?
Yeah, so basically I've got 3 levels of programs for people if they're interested for coaching. The first, it's kind of like level 1, level 2, level 3. So depending on how far they want to go, the first level would be a beginner level. Second level would be an intermediate level. The third one would be a advanced level. So I guess that, I guess from an incompetent connector to an influencer connector is basically, they don't incompetent, it means that they're not that good with socializing, they're not good with on their connecting skills. So in order for them to go to an influencer connector, I actually help them to move that. I walk them by the hand, I hold their hand, and then actually help them to improve on their their skills so they can become an influencer connector. So From an incompetent, they might not have the skills necessary to be able to connect with people. But through my journey, through my help as a coach, then I can lead them towards to become a more influencer connector. And as you may know, the more you increase your network, it increases your network as well. So, it's really about knowing how to bridge yourself from incompetent to influencer status.
I know you've shared so many insights and steps and practical, strategies and how we can become more confident, particularly with the message you have, overcoming anxiety and overcoming, stresses and, building, social skills around that. Now, I ask this to every guest that's on the show. What is your meaning of motivation without the hype? And how do you use motivation for your personal success?
Well, I guess you need to have a clear goal, clear vision for yourself. A clear vision, you don't really have a place to go. And like we just said, to go from procrastination to motivation is a very long jump. I sometimes procrastinate myself. But in order to take a leap of faith, you need to get rid of that procrastination and be more determined to be motivated yourself to be where you want. Because the more persistent you are, the more performance you'll get in terms of results. So yeah, I guess I came from you, what you said earlier, from a procrastinator to a motivator to myself, because if you become procrastinating, you're not gonna go very far. But when you have motivation, you can go extra mile.
Man, thank you so much, Sam. You're awesome. As in everything that you've shared today. And I trust, guys, if you want more information of Sam and what he does amazing work, not only with his programs, but what he does to help people connect with confidence. And so all the links are provided on the show notes. If you want to get in touch with him, I highly suggest that you follow him and subscribe to him. He does also have a podcast himself, so you really got to get in touch with that. There's all the links there from Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You can connect with him right there. So guys, please do so. Support him as well. So thank you, Sam, for an amazing episode today. So guys, if this episode has been helpful and uplifting, we would love for you to write a review to inspire more listeners to get plugged in. We will continue to provide high-value content in each and every episode. Now, if you don't mind sharing this podcast show on social media by inviting others, it would mean the world to me. Every time you tag me, we will get the opportunity to share those posts. And together, I say it again, and together we can make a difference in the lives of others through inspiration episodes just like this. So there you have it. In closing, continue to unleash your greatness and tell yourself that I can, I will, and I must. And we'll see you on the next episode.